update. I'm Susie Thompson. More than 250 firefighters in at least 82 trucks and other appliances have been called to an out-of-control bushfire in Perth's north. Locals in areas of the city of Swan are being told to get out while they can. The blaze began at around lunchtime yesterday and has spread into hard-to-access terrain. There are also fears it may affect Indigenous heritage sites on the fire ground. The Queensland government has investigated cancelling the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. It's understood the government considered pulling out of the event amid controversy and public backlash over stadium plans. Nine reporter Tim Arvier says the government sought advice on the potential cost and legal fallout in abandoning the Games.
I'm told the advice was they received that it would cost at least $500 million in compensation and other costs if Brisbane was to back out of hosting. In addition to that, $3 billion in funding for the state would have been withdrawn by the federal government. After receiving this advice, I'm told the government opted to go ahead with the Olympics.
Hundreds of students in Broken Hill will have to attend another school for up to 2 years because of a mould outbreak. Williama High School will be bulldozed and another school built after the mould issue is listed as a Category 3. New South Wales Education Minister Prue Carr says it's unsafe for students and staff to return. Overseas, and Donald Trump has again threatened to boot Prince Harry out of the US if he wins the November presidential election. There have been questions about Harry's visa application and whether he admitted to prior drug use, as revealed in his memoir, Spare.
We'll have to see if they know something about the drugs, and if he lied, they'll have to take appropriate action.
Appropriate action?
Yeah.
Which might mean not staying
in America.
Oh,
I don't know. You'll have to tell me. You just have to tell me.
Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, Sydney Swans coach John Longmire is hopeful they can keep their early season momentum going in Saturday night's round 2 AFL clash with Essendon. Greater Western Sydney and Sydney sit at the top of the AFL ladder, having both won their opening 2 games. And WA cricketer Jason Behrendorff is out of action for 2 months after breaking his leg in a freak accident at the Wacker. The 31-year-old was struck by a ball last week which missed his pads and fractured his fibula. Behrendorff will miss the Indian Premier League season, which gets underway this weekend. In entertainment news, Nicole Kidman has stripped down to Lacey, Dolce and Gabbana for a cover shoot for Elle magazine. The 56-year-old has opened up about her happy place in life and the fulfilment she gets from her relationships with family and friends. And a war of words has broken out between Chumbawamba and the Deputy Prime Minister of New Zealand. Winston Peters has been using hit tune Tub Thumping at political rallies, and the British band says it's fired off a cease and desist letter saying his views, especially about race, aren't theirs.
Winston Peters.
We got knocked down, but we got back up again.
The New Zealand First MP says he never got the letter. No one's called him to stop playing the song, and Chumbawamba broke up 12 years ago. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.